Questions 26 through 28. Long ago in the far north, where it is very cold, there was only one fire. A hunter and his little son took care of this fire and kept it burning day and night. They knew that if the fire went out, the people would freeze and the white bear would have the Northland all to himself. One day, the hunter became ill and his son had to do all the work. For many days and nights, he bravely took care of his father and kept the fire burning. The white bear was always hiding near, watching the fire. He longed to put it out, but he did not dare, for he feared the hunter's arrows. One night, the poor boy grew so tired that he could keep awake no longer and fell fast asleep. Then the white bear ran as fast as he could and jumped upon the fire with his wet feet and rolled upon it until he thought it was all out. Then he trotted happily away to his cave. But a little robin had been flying near and had seen what the white bear was doing. She was greatly worried when she thought that it might be out. As soon as the bear was out of sight, she darted down swiftly and searched with her sharp eyes until she found a tiny live coal. This she fanned patiently with her wings for a long time. Her little breast was scorched red, but she did not stop until a red flame blazed up from the ashes. Then she flew off to visit every hut in the Northland. Wherever she touched the ground, the fire began to burn. Soon, instead of one little fire, the whole North Country was lighted up, so that people far to the south wondered at the beautiful flames of red and yellow light in the northern sky. But when the white bear saw the fires, he went further back into his cave and growled terribly. He knew that now there was no hope that he would ever have the Northland all to himself. This is the reason that the people in the North Country love the robin and never tire of telling their children how it got its red breast.